Atlas Butler Plumbing Services. Keeping things flowing. Like water through your pipes. And water down your drains.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
And phone numbers through your brain. Call today.
Go Coats go. Go Coats go. Hey Columbus, what do you say? The Coats are gonna win today. Go Coats go. Go Coats go. Hey Columbus, what do you say? The Coats are going to win today. What's going on, everybody? Sweet dudes. You may be sitting there wondering, yeah, why is Hayden just blowing tunes into my ear right now? Well, Tom's a little late, and that's okay. Tom's he's a busy guy. He's coming off work 20 to 30 minutes later than the usual, and then he's got a golf match that he has to attend. So We're just gonna run it right now, right here. If he gets in the show, he gets in the show. So, lots to talk about, lots to discuss. I'm planning on him being here and us talking about all kinds of stuff regarding free agency, potential big splashes. There is a big whale out there. To say that, I don't need to go much more into detail. If you know, you know. There is a monster whale out there on the free agency market that I really, really would like to get into. And we will. First of all, the Blue Jackets draft wraps up. Jackets take two defensemen in the first round with picks 6 and 12, David Yurecek and Denton Matejchuk. And they kind of got two different guys here when looking at them. Yurecek is a much bigger dude. And then Denton is a much smaller dude. But I kind of like where Yarmo is going with this, because if you look at the player pool, or if you look at the prospect pool, a lot of forwards. Jackets have been drafting a lot of forwards over the years. Took two centers in two of the three picks last year were centers of the first round picks. Jackets had three first round picks last year. Two of them were centers. Pretty sure I already said that. Pretty sure you already knew that. And then this year, the Jackets take two defensemen. Listen, I've said I think the Jackets are going to take two defensemen. I think that's the way to go. I think there needs to be... I'm surprised there wasn't as much of a rush to grab defensemen based off simply off the playoff Cale Makar. What Cale Makar is doing for the modern game is unlike, frankly, any defenseman we've ever seen. It's been awesome. It's been fun to watch. There's a reason why he just won the Conn Smythe. It's because that dude is an absolute baller. That being said, I always get my damn trophies confused. I'm so... Yeah, the Conn Smythe. Conn Smythe is the one that goes to the Stanley Cup. Stanley Cup Final MVP. And that was Cale Makar, of course. Just that kind of offensive defenseman that can hustle back, and I'm saying it as if like you can just fight him out of nowhere. You really can't. So to say that one of these dudes is going to be the next Cale Makar is completely blasphemy. There's no way I want to put that pressure on him, but you need to have depth in your D-core, and to get these two dudes in here right now is really exciting, and I'm looking forward to see the kind of players that they become. We're only 2 days into the camp, or the development camp, which basically means nothing. We have Brad Larson's there, which is good. That's not a thing that I think a lot of teams have, their head coach come to their development camp, but Brad Larson put an emphasis on, he just thinks that there's different energy at practice. Brad Larson said this in his interview. He said, when I go back to thinking about when I was a player, I just practice a little bit differently when I knew the head coach was there. And that's what he's doing. He's showing up. He's on the ice. And I watched a little bit of the film. I didn't go check it out. Looked like a half-decent crowd out there. I didn't expect like a monster crowd. It would have been kind of sweet to have like the stands at Chiller North absolutely packed, kind of to welcome these guys into the hockey community that is Columbus. But nonetheless, still a good environment. And the players skated hard as balls. I mean, I was watching it. There was probably, I know they did two different groups. It looked like at any given moment, there's about 12 to 15 of them on the ice, and they're just doing three-man drill after three-man drill, which if you do the math on that, taking half the ice, that's 12 divided by 2 is 6 per group at a time on the ice. And that just means alternating just drills on and off. A lot of mental mistakes you could see, but they were just skating balls hard, man. It was pretty aggressive hockey to watch for just a developmental camp. But overall, it's nice to have Blue Jackets, future Blue Jackets on the ice. Kirill Marchenko is in town. His interviews are just electric because, as you know on this show, we have a certain affinity for Russians. I don't know why. They're just funnier. Their accents are funnier. Then they just play good hockey more often than not. Russians are just fun to have on your team. And Kirill Marchenko comes in, and boy, does that guy know zero English. He doesn't know zero English. He probably knows 5% English of what people are saying to him in English. And he can give you about 30 to 40% clarity per word at a time, which is nice because he's trying. It's not like Artemi Panarin when he came in and just spoke zero English because he just chose not to speak. This is completely different. Kirill is at least trying, and he seems really excited to be in the United States. He has a bubbling personality. I say excited to be in the United States. I mean, just excited to be in the NHL, right? This is after all, we do have a team in the world's top league that players are striving to get to, where players can make insane amounts of money that they wouldn't be able to make elsewhere in other leagues. Unless you're like Alexander Ovechkin going back, or Jaromir Jagr going back to literally play for the team you own. For the most part, these guys are excited to be here, and I think that's obviously a big part of why I think the camp was so tough yesterday. I don't think, and days two, I haven't watched the film from days two, but I watched a lot of film from day one off Live Barn, and which is always nice. I love just being able to tune into a Jackets practice via Live Barn. And just a couple things I noticed. Like I said, the players were skating hard as balls. Kent Johnson's out there as well. He has some nice moves. Blankenberg is out there. Blankenberg's not wearing pads. He's not geared up. He's dressed like a coach. I don't know why that is, but I think his spot is certainly solid with the Jackets going into this year. And that's another guy that I just kind of forget about when going into this upcoming season, because he wasn't really a high draft pick. Remember, the Jackets signed him right after the season to bring in with Kent Johnson, and I'm sure that was great for Kent, ushering him in. And in seven games, Blankenberg had 3 points. So not the biggest impact, but still, when he was on the ice, he certainly provided a lot of jump and a lot of jolt offensively and defensively for the Jackets, which they desperately need, because you can't just stock your room full of offensive defensemen. You can try, but right now, under this era, this regime of Blue Jackets hockey, we're trying to play a little bit more forward-facing, a little bit more aggressive on the offensive side. You can't just be relying on just constant back-checking by your forwards to play good defense. You need to have good stay-at-home defensemen. And those are certainly challenges we're going to put on certain guys heading into 2022, and we'll talk about as we move on throughout the year and towards what is going to be a fun year. It's going to be an electric year. I don't know which one of these guys at the developmental camp will make their way up. I know Ken Johnson will obviously be in the lineup. I think Kirill Marchenko is obviously due to be in the lineup. He's a 21-year-old, so he's definitely old enough and has been playing high-level hockey over there in Russia. You see that a lot. You see guys make the transition from the K to the NHL pretty well. Vladislav Gavrikov did that, and Artemi Panarin did that with the Blackhawks. Now, they're not all going to be stars, but it's a pretty intense league over there. And Brad Larsen has said himself, he said he looks like he's been playing some big boy hockey, which the KHL, closest thing you can get to big boy hockey. It's probably, I don't know how I would slot it above the AHL. I mean, I just really haven't watched like a lot of free reign KHL hockey, so I couldn't tell you. I think the K is a little bit better than the A. Let's just say that. Let's just go with that, sure. But yeah, and you know, that's a nice thing too about this camp is for people that are Cleveland Monsters fans, this is a really great chance for them to come down, check out some of the guys that could potentially be playing on their team up there in the queue. I know it's the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse now, but still the queue. Never forget that championship that the Monsters won in 2016. That was so much fun. Jared Bednar was the head coach of that team. I didn't even put that together. I had never put that together. And now look at him. He just won a Stanley Cup. So maybe it's the players' turn. Maybe it's Oliver Bjorkstrand's turn to win a Stanley Cup. And Zach Werenski, some guys that were on that team. But overall, again, very excited to have these guys in town. Very excited to have these players staying in front of the media. Some funny, hilarious just interactions between some of the guys. Dave Metzold asked Luca a good question. Luca Belluz. He said, "Can I just call you Taco?" And he's like, "You can call me whatever you want to call me." A lot of people call him Del Bell. He says he goes by DBB sometimes, but Taco's completely fine. And this is good. This is good. I think I really like what the Jackets are doing. I really like the way that the Jackets are thinking in the trade. Yarmo's just that guy. It's just WWJD. What would Yarmo do? Just trust Yarmo. Obviously, he didn't trade the picks. I think a lot of people wanted him to trade the picks. I wouldn't have minded a trade, but I also just don't mind seeing this team just continue to get younger, because the younger that the team is, the more explosive the hockey is, I think, in my personal opinion. I just love throwing a bunch of kids in a pot and just seeing who earns a spot. I think when you look at your hockey team that way and decide, hey, we're going to play it as nobody has a spot yet, just go out there and fight for one, I think that's fun. I think that's interesting. And I think it's really exciting. And I'm very much looking forward to see what happens as we get closer towards the year. And it's not over, right? We still get to sign Patrick Laine. We officially extended him some offers. I think it was him, Trey Fixolanski, amongst a few others. So the offer's been set on the table. It's just a matter of money at this point. I think Philip Forsberg, we had Aaron Portsline on Fan Sports Sunday, and Portsy pointed out that he thinks Philip Forsberg, if you look at the deal he got with the Predators, that's a good kind of place to gauge what we should be giving a guy like Patrick Laine. And I honestly think we could afford to pay him more. Again, I'm not just looking at the cap here, but I think $9 to $10 million is a completely fair deal. And Philip Forsberg got $68 million, an 8-year contract, so that's just a little over $8 million a year. So that'd be great if we could pay him $8.5 million a year, Patrick Laine. I think that would be fantastic. Portsy did say that it's not about the term. They said that they're looking at a 5-year deal. Both sides kind of agree on a 5-year deal. So that's very, very extremely, extremely exciting. It's just a matter of how much. Will he take a team-friendly deal so that we can maybe make a splash in free agency elsewhere to help this team out, to gear this team up for a Stanley Cup? Still some free agents out there, and certainly we'll talk about those kind of in the next segment. Maybe I'll have Tom here. Who's to say? Until then, I'm just going to keep sipping Busch lattes. I got these Busch Light apples right now. And a funny story about these, my brother-in-law actually went on vacation in South Carolina and bought like three full racks of them. So 24 packs of beer, three of them, and just took them all up because he thought that they only sold them in the South. And no, that just wasn't true, because they got them all over Columbus. They're very popular right now. And they're very sweet. I'm not going to lie. They don't taste like a traditional beer, but a few of these will definitely get you buzzing. And that's all I really care about. So I'm just going to sit here and keep sipping and probably read a little bit more in my college football book. Just to lay out the rest of the show, we got free agency talk coming up in the next segment. Later, we'll do some all sports questions, and then we'll end it with a Bill of Rights. So we'll keep plugging away with that. And yeah, we'll be back after the break. All right, segment two, same episode. Sorry, I got my peas in a knot right now. Tom's here. Tom, turn your mic up. He's gonna choose chips first. He's giving me the I need to chew my chips first signal. Chew your chips, Tom. I know you just got off work. Appreciate you making it.
Technically not chips. Popcorn. But in chip form.
Yeah, those are chips.
Popcorners.
But it's the shape, though.
These things are so good.
Yeah, those are
good.
These
things are like... Am I allowed to say they're like crack?
Yeah, you're allowed to say that.
Yeah, they're like crack.
Yeah, I just been sitting here just... I had one beer. I was almost considering open a second one, but I just know if I open a second one... It's a slippery slope. Like
you're gone, you're done for the day.
Yeah, it's over. It's all over. It's not even like I'm housed after two. It's just like
it's gonna lead to three. It's gonna lead to four.
Four,
five, six, yeah. And then you're not going anywhere.
So
today.
It's huge of me to fight that off. Good to see you, buddy. We talked a little bit about the draft in the first segment. Anything that stuck out to you? I was gonna bring up to you. We got full-blown Russian in the house now.
Yeah, and I just noticed we drafted a lot of tall people, a lot of big bodies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I think we need big bodies.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're lacking in the big body department.
Yeah, ever since we lost Seth Jones, we've kind of just had small bodies. It was good stuff, though, about Chiller North. Yarmo, I did just see a video. Yarmo said that mutual decision. He's not worried at all about the Line A contract. Mutually, both sides want a long-term contract. It's just about money at this point, dollar bills.
Well, if you think about it, if they get what he's got one more year as an RFA, you give him the RFA deal, and then you sign him 8 years, you got an extra year out of him.
Yeah.
Whereas if you sign him, you can only go 8 years. So if you sign him 8 years, you're down a year.
That's a good point. I'm going to be completely honest. I didn't think about that. I think they want to re-sign him, though, before the start of the season, no?
Like long-term?
Yeah. So they won't do that thing. Because it's not like he can play this year under the RFA and then the contract kicks in. Wouldn't the contract kick in immediately if he signed it?
Well, if he accepts the qualifying offer, then he's an RFA and he's got that deal for this year.
Right.
And then you sign him for the 8 years, and then after this year, the 8-year deal would kick in.
And that's contract talk. All you need to know is Patrick Laine signed.
Yeah, he's here.
He's here.
Whether you like it or not.
And we had I said this in the last segment. We had a Ports line on Fan Sports Sunday. He says it will probably be around the Philip Forsberg contract number, which he's getting a little over eight a year.
Eight for eight, almost.
So I assume somewhere, which, by the way, your gallon of water.
Yeah, it's just kind of leaking, so I don't really know where to put it nowadays.
You put it in the sink or something or outside?
Well, then I can't drink it.
How old is that gallon of water,
It's honestly
brother?
Only a week and a half old.
Holy crap, it's just pissed all over my table. I love it, though.
Well, now it's on the floor, and Lucy can drink out of it.
All right. it's coming. It's all coming my way.
Yes. Table's leaning that way, brother.
We might have to take a tea if it gets here quick enough. But all right, we're taking the tea. It's making us. All right, we fixed the leaky gallon situation. We're back. Anyway.
We did not fix it. We just cleaned it up.
We moved the leaky gallon situation off the table so it didn't run into the Phil Steele college football preview book.
That would have been awful.
That would have been just sacrilegious.
Good awareness of you.
Yeah, huge of me. I mean, there's nothing that I keep closer to my chest than this book right now. Literally, it doesn't leave my side, brother. I just whip it out.
I was telling George, Luke, and Carol about like what we had been looking in the Phil Steele book, and they were interested for like a couple seconds, but then I just could tell like they weren't that interested.
No. Well, like, they're not gamblers.
I'm like, we're reading into the season.
Please tell me you haven't shared those teams. Okay. Especially not George. He was a huge Faden guy. And pretty much anybody that calls me Faden to my face, I have to mentally block them from my picks.
He's shadow banned.
Yeah, he's shadow banned. He's shadow banned until he formally apologizes to me. So, yeah, no, that's a no can do. But anyway, if the Blue Jackets have 16 mil in cap space this year, which I've been flying around on Cap Friendly right now.
It's a great website.
It's a great website. There is nobody that even sniffs the amount of cap space we have. Now, we do still have to sign Line A. We do have to still sign Line A. And some other guys that are out there, Emil, Bag of Sox, Bemstrom. Yeah, no, shaking your head.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. That's pretty much it, though. Yeah, it's pretty much it. Everybody else is going to be signed through this year. We literally just have to sign Line A. There's something here that I don't understand about Blankenberg's contract. It just says 10.2C.
I'm not Slopes, our Colorado correspondent, told me he needs to re-sign as well.
Okay, so we got to re-sign him. I don't think he's going to be too expensive.
No. He played like 5 games last year.
He's probably just looking for...
Looked good for 5 games, but only played 5
he's
games.
He's probably just looking for 6 digits.
Just probably looking for a deal.
He's probably just looking for a team to play for.
Yeah.
He was at the developmental camp this week, by the way. But anyway, the Pittsburgh Penguins are a team that have $10 million in cap space. And you'd think, oh, well, they got to re-sign Evgeny Malkin. You would think that. However, I don't think Evgeny Malkin wants to play for them anymore.
Yet again, I'm going to dip into my Colorado correspondent. He said Anaheim has a lot of cap, and I said, wow.
They got a lot of taxes, though.
But you get paid a lot of money to live in Orange County.
It's tough to be.
I wear flip-flops to the rink every day.
You know, I didn't get a whole lot of time to look up all 30. How many teams do we have now? 32 teams. I did fly around some of the top prospects like Florida, the Bostons, the Montreals. They have zero cap space.
None whatsoever.
Which is tough for Montreal because they don't even have a team. Like, they're not.
No.
They're so bad.
And, like, Malkin's got his cups.
But think about this.
He's got three.
But think about this. If Pittsburgh has the money to sign him, but he doesn't want to play for Pittsburgh, do you think he wants to spite them? Because what a better place to spite him than Columbus, the spite capital of
the world. Oh, I'd buy his jersey.
I'd buy his jersey in 3.4 seconds.
I would go to the blue line and say, here's $300.
How many guys have we fantasized about being a Blue Jacket one day?
A lot. A ton. And I think we always, our first comment is always, go straight to the blue line.
We're due for just like the enormous splash of the century.
Are we?
We haven't made a UFA splash.
Ever.
Ever. We're so due. Yarmo's so due. You're telling me Yarmo can't convince that Russian beta male who's been a beta his whole life to come be an alpha for once in Union Blue? Tell me he can't do it.
No, I don't think he can.
Dang it. But why not?
I would love it.
We're an NHL team, too. We don't have boats, but we have kayaks.
We got kayaks on a river.
Golf courses.
Some boats.
We got boats on lakes, on ponds, on
Pittsburgh's
big ponds.
Only got rivers.
Yeah, but if you're telling me he wants Orange County, then he wants the whole shin, brother. He wants the whole O.
He wants a lot of water.
He wants a lot of water. But what if the Ducks are just too dumb to sign him? I don't know who the Ducks GM is, but
did you see they didn't offer Sonny Milano?
Well, he's a bag of Sox.
Yeah.
I used to believe.
You were huge on the Sonny Milano.
I was just a big, like, he has skill. Let's not bench him because he actually plays a little bit of offense. Like, I wouldn't want him on this Blue Jackets team because he's too dumb. But his stupidity and his disobedience under the tort system was electric to me. So, frankly, you could say I was a pioneer as far as getting out of the tort system.
Yeah. But you were also a very huge Sonny Milano rider.
He had some sick goals.
He did have some sick goals.
All right. I love that this guy's – I love this guy's name for the Ducks GM. It is Pat Verbeek. That's a great name for the Ducks GM.
You think they call him Beaker?
They have to, right? Yeah. But, like, Ducks have beaks. His name's Pat Verbeek.
I didn't think about that.
I just hope he's – I just hope he's too busy partying. He seems like, see, like, what if the, what, why not, the Ducks are a come up team too, though, because they got.
And I think that would be the closest point to Russia.
Dude, are your fingers okay?
I got to lick these off real quick.
Okay, we got napkins over there if you need some.
No, that's the best part. That's the white cheddar.
That's fair enough. The Kraken, I think, or Vancouver would be the closest to Russia.
You don't want to play for Vancouver.
And also, you don't want to go to Russia, even if you are Russian, right?
I don't know Malkin's thoughts on the war.
Yeah.
He can listen to ours.
Yeah, we had our worst segment of all time last week. talking about the war.
Yeah, let's not do that
again. Yeah. Also, I know. I've been seeing your guys' by the way, the Canucks have $2 million in cap space. No chance.
Yeah, no chance.
You said the Ducks have a lot of cap space. I'm going to have to look that up right now.
I also heard JT Miller's on the market. I'd take him.
I'd take him.
He's an Ohio boy.
Is he?
He's from Ohio.
Just look up the Ducks cap space. $39 million
I think they can offer him a lot of money to wear flip-flops.
They got like five UFAs, though, that they have to pay. Maybe not have to pay, but...
I was like, they weren't that good last year. I don't know if they necessarily need to pay them.
Are they really going to be dropping a bag for Malkin, though? Are they?
Lost Getzlaf.
That's true.
We lost one old center for another old center.
So we got Ducks 1.
Blue Jackets 32.
No, dude. Brother, we have so much cap. We have enough cap space, and we have Yarmo. And we have Russians.
We only got a couple Russians.
We got Igor. We got Kirill, who's going to be playing, who speaks zero English in the best way, by the way. He tries. It's not like it's funny because like he genuinely speaks 5% English.
I'm just saying, a guy in his late of the career, I don't see him being like, yeah, I'm going to go to Columbus, Ohio.
That's so fair. Yeah, that is so fair.
Maybe if it was like a North American guy, they'd be like, "Yeah, I want to start. I want to start raising a family or something."
I would think the opposite. I would think because he's a Russian. Yeah, well, yeah, that's a good point about raising a family. What if he does want to raise a family?
I don't think his first thought's gonna be Columbus, Ohio. He easily could have done that in Pittsburgh.
But what if he wants to spite the Penguins?
Why would he want to do that?
I don't know. Why do people want to do anything? I'm just saying, you got to play into that.
I'm saying I'm more on the JT Miller train.
No, let's see what some other ones we got. I mean, we still got Johnny Hockey out there.
Nazem Kadri.
Does Johnny Hockey want to start a family? Do we know? Family check on him?
I think he's just more worried about eating ham and cheese sandwiches.
We got ham and cheese sandwiches here.
I'll make him 6 ham and cheese sandwiches a day.
Yeah. Nazem Kadri. Kadri's going to get re-signed. He's going to get re-signed by the Avs, right?
No, they just paid Nikushkin.
Nichushkin.
Also, I think we can X out Gaudreau. I think every time Calgary comes to play here, he almost poops his pants every time we fire the cannon.
Yeah,
he's not a cannon fan.
Patrice Bergeron, again, another dude. He's not going to get re-signed by the Bees.
Yeah, he is.
They don't have enough room.
He will take a deal for them.
They only have $2 million in cap.
He'll take $750.
He's going to take league minimum and go to the Bolts.
That would be dirty.
Let me ask you this, Tom. So the other day I was on Twitter, and I saw a video from a guy in Tampa Bay. It said, the caption of the video was, Tampa Bay man records lightning striking his boat. And I was like, that's a pretty crazy video, like just to see on the internet. The next video underneath that, the very next tweet was,
Avalanche. Was in that video that
is this all the things you sent me yesterday?
Yes.
That's pretty spooky. I don't know if I sent it to you. I saw a video of practically a hurricane going through a trailer park and just lifting trailers, and a lawn chair never moved once.
That also reminds me, I saw a video of an almost hurricane in Las Vegas.
Oh, did you see the photo I sent you of the, like, 9 tornadoes out in the ocean?
Yeah, I see that right now. I'm looking.
How ridiculous would that be? Like, if you're on your honeymoon and you just wake up and walk outside and
NATOs?
See 9 NATOs out in the ocean.
What is this video of Russell Wilson?
Oh, no, you can't say that out loud.
Okay.
That's a hot mic video.
And then, but I was just going through this. I was absolutely going up and down on Twitter.
Broncos country.
So the next video I saw was a tsunami, and I was like, "What does this mean? Like, this is getting crazy. Like, this was all in a matter of about 5 minutes on Twitter."
And then the squid video.
I saw a video of some bears. So I was like, Bruins. And then I kept going, and there was a freaking octopus on a boat. And my first thought was Kraken, but then I told Beam about this, and he was like, or Red Wings. And I was like, shit.
Shoot. Dang it.
It's like small me. And then I kept scrolling. I saw Beehive. And I thought, Stinger.
That was like in the middle.
Yeah, that was in the middle. And then there was a giant mushroom cloud of flames that had eaten a Bill Gates supermarket in Netherlands. And I said flames. And then I had to take a break. I had to just...
Well, then, yeah, then I sent you the NATOs and Broncos country.
Yeah.
But I guess you just saw the Broncos country.
I did. I need to watch that one.
Let's take a break, and we'll let you watch that video.
Unreal. All right, yeah, let's actually take a break. So what my point is, though, what if I originally saw all these videos and all these teams, and I was like, Stanley Cup Finals? Like, these are, like, teams I should be betting on that are going to go deep on the playoffs.
Not the Kraken.
So Red...
It's the Red Wings.
Red Wings have a history of winning immediately after the Avalanche.
The Red Wings.
In fact, I think the Avs have won 2 cups and... Or 3 cups. No, yeah. The Avs have won 3 cups and the year after...
Wings won. Stevie Y's back.
Stevie Bong Rips, man. So high during... He's incredible the way that he answers questions, because he just does not look like he's
there. He looks
there.
Like he is looking 10 walls behind you.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we will take a break. We'll come back. We'll do some all sports questions. I'm going to watch this Broncos country video.
Broncos country. Let's ride.
Yep.
I think the New York accent, that really brings it out.
Alrighty, final segment here. We'll do some all sports questions, and Tom's got to hit his tee time out at the old Table Rock. He's walking 9, but he's also walking 18.
Yeah.
No, he's walking 9, but he's playing 18.
Yeah. Wrap that in your skulls.
Yeah, best of luck with that one, Chiefs. First all sports question, this one from George. Does Zach Wilson getting his mom's best friend increase his Madden overall? I think it's at least a point.
It's at least 1 point. The awareness goes up 1 point.
It's just funny. I didn't realize that people would run with the story so much. Like, I feel like
accounting for the fact that he is from Utah and went to BYU.
That's what I think helps him, right? Is people
I'm saying why people are so surprised about that.
Well, I mean, the Utah people sling it, man.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not that surprised. This is Utah, BYU people, just they're different breeds.
Yeah, I think it's going to help his Madden overall. I think people should definitely play into it. It's hilarious.
At least 1 point, maybe 2.
I might bet on him for league MVP.
Oh, my God.
Well, no, why not? He's got Garrett Wilson.
Let's calm down.
Yeah, he didn't. He wasn't the greatest.
Let's calm the frick down.
I just like long odds, brother.
You're going to bet Zach Wilson when there's a Josh Allen or Pat Mahomes out there?
Could be slumps.
That's ridiculous.
I'm just saying. Chip on his shoulder, maybe.
That's ridiculous.
I'm just saying. All right, next question. This one from Ben, a man you are golfing with, also believes that trees are 90% air.
Yeah, so take what he says with a grain of salt.
And huge Notre Dame fan.
Yeah.
Probably the worst part about him.
The worst.
Should
the absolute worst. And then he's a Heels fan in basketball.
Yeah. That's better than being a Duke fan.
I trashed on him all year when the Heels lost in basketball. And as soon as they started winning in the tournament, I was like, man, it feels so good to be a lifelong Heels fan just to get some out of them.
Should Notre – this is his text, by the way, so I'm going to read the typos.
God.
Should Notre Dame joins conference? If so, which one? The Big Ten, question mark, Ivy League, question mark, ACC, the MAC, question mark? That's a great point. I think that Notre Dame should absolutely join the MAC.
The MAC would take them in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
You know how much money the MAC would get out of that?
That'd be so funny.
The NBC deal that MAC so gets?
That'd be so funny.
MAC on NBC.
That would be so funny if the MAC was like, can you play on Wednesday nights? And Notre Dame's like, no. And the MAC's like, not
it. It's Ash Wednesday. We can't be doing that.
Not interested. Thanks for inquiring. It has to be the Big Ten, though, right? Also, I like how he didn't mention the SEC. Typical Notre Dame being scared of actual football.
I mean, I feel like if they, I feel like ACC would suit them best. That's what they are. They did for the COVID year.
But they're right in the middle of Big Ten country.
I mean,
Big Ten country.
Let's ride.
It has to be the Big Ten.
Rutgers is all the way out in New York.
Yeah, but
Big Ten. And now we got the Big Ten's got two teams in California.
But all their rivals are in the Big Ten. Like all the teams that they like to play, like Michigan, USC, Michigan State, Purdue. Like
I mean, if we definitely want to go to a two conference system, then yeah, they need to join the Big Ten.
Or the MAC. Big Ten.
I'm down for them joining the
That'd
MAC.
That'd be hilarious if Ohio State joined the MAC.
It'd be a bloodbath.
That would be so funny. Oh, unreal. Okay, next question. Is Patty Mahomes actually that good with the lack of Tyreek Hill and an aging Travis Kelce? How do you guys feel about this, and could it impact his legacy?
He is still a very good quarterback. Let's not put that to shambles. He does have a Super Bowl. He did throw 50 touchdowns in his first NFL season playing.
But a lot of those touchdowns were him just chucking it up to Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, that does help, but the dude has a cannon and can sling it sidearm or overhand.
Yep.
He is still a very good quarterback.
Yep. I agree. He's good. Is he going to take a step back, though? I think is the question. I think he'll take a step back. I think that's fair. They might not win the division. I'm going to say it.
They're in a brutal division. They're in Broncos country. Let's ride division.
They're in Broncos country. Let's ride.
Herbert right. is in that division. And Derek Carr.
The Raiders.
With Davante Adams. That's a tough division.
That is a tough division.
A brutal division.
They're not winning it. The Chiefs are not winning that division.
I'd take that bet.
Yeah. Next one from Ben. Should NBA contracts – I'm not going to talk about NBA contracts. There's nothing like a bigger headache than NBA contracts.
Just talking about NBA.
Yeah. This one from Fish. Who's the new Big Ten help more, Cal schools or the top big schools?
What?
I personally think the big schools going to make Buckeye fans and Michigan fans more out west than they can watch a team. He's saying who does the conference realignment help more, the Cal schools or the teams already in the Big Ten?
I think it helps the Cal schools more.
Yeah, I think they're going to be getting
Pac-12 sucked.
Pac-12 is bunzo.
It was buns before they left, and it's even more buns now.
That'd be hilarious if Rutgers and Maryland joined the Pac-12.
That would be hilarious.
That would break my brain. That would absolutely shatter
my
brain.
It would probably benefit them.
It probably
would.
They
could get a couple more wins.
Yeah. All right. Is there any more? Russell Wilson, will he make it in Denver?
Broncos country, let's ride.
That's all. Yep, that's all you need to say on that one. I think that was it for the all sports question. Cougs just says best three backs set in the league, A.J. Aaron, Tony Zeke, Kareem Chubb, other.
D'Ernest Johnson?
I think Kareem and Chubb.
And D'Ernest Johnson.
Yeah.
D'Ernest Johnson had
160 yards against the Broncos when everyone was hurt.
Tony Pollard is pretty good.
But Zeke sucks.
Zeke is too fat now. Yeah.
Zeke sucks.
Yeah.
To get paid, like, what is he getting paid? Like $25 million?
Too much money. If you talk to any Cowboys fan, they'll tell you that was the worst contract they've ever given out.
Absolutely. Talking to you, Carol.
Because he's not even – and we were ranking Ohio State football players in the NFL on the Buckeye Show, and Tim Hall was very adamant that he needs to be, like, in the top 10. And Bodie, who's a huge Cowboys fan, was like, Tim, I'm just saying he's not even the best running back on his team.
He might not even be top 20.
Yeah. Big chunk. He's just a chunk.
Yeah. He had, like, two good years.
And good for him. Like, he did. He ran the ball hard as balls.
He got paid. If that's all he cares about, good on him.
All he wanted to do was get fed, and you feeded him.
You did feed the crap out of him.
All right. That's pretty much all I got. I think that was beefy enough of an epi. I mean, I pretty much did the whole first segment, so that's kind of the full epi for you there, Chief. So good luck on the golf course. Good luck with your concert bash. What's the concerts you're going to? What is it?
Incarceration Festival.
Okay. So where does Incarceration Festival, because that's at the prison, right?
It is right next to the Old Mansfield Reformatory.
Does it get pretty spooky once the sun goes down?
I mean, it's
like
not,
1 out of 10 spookiness. Where are we at?
I mean, it's not that spooky.
It's like 3 spook.
Because there's just so many lights, it's not that spooky.
Yeah, so 2.
If I was walking inside the prison at night, that'd probably be like a 7 or 8.
Yeah. That would be a 10 for me.
Yeah, it'd be high.
Because you just get in your own head, you know?
Yeah.
Like, even as tough as you are, you're still going to get in your own head.
It is crazy walking in there and thinking, like, wow, this is, like, where people just, like, used to live.
Don't the prisoners, like, watch it, too? Isn't there,
the new prison is, like, right, like, just an acre over.
Yeah, so they can just hear
it
all.
And, like, that's got to be, like, their best week of the year. Yeah. Their best week, and they get a free concert.
Yeah, that's pretty tight. All right, enjoy that. Well, how does it compare to Rock on the Range?
I only went to Rock on the Range once, and it rained, so...
Ooh. It's too many R's.
Just being at the prison's really cool. It just sucks it's in the middle of Mansfield, kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Not a lot of hotels to get buckled.
We just drive back and forth from Medina.
You get buckled, though?
I do.
Who drives?
I drive there. My dad drove back last year.
Okay. Glad. I'm thank you.
I got buckled.
Okay, all right, fair enough. All right, well, good luck with that one, Chief. Good luck walking 9 holes but playing 18 today.
Good luck not drinking any more beers today.
Yeah, I gotta get some stuff done. I gotta build some shelves. It's gonna be pretty.
You want a circular saw?
No, they're like the storage shelves that you just put together with like pipes and or like the cheap shelves but like effective, like the ones that stack. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
All right, well, never mind. All right, well, I gotta go build some shelves. You gotta play some golf, so.
Tell your dog.
Tell your dog.